smoke sensations clinics last 12 weeks, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's 12 weeks and it's the end of. It depends on how much support and counselling that patients need.
What sort of success rate do you get out of smoking cessation clinics? I suppose it all depends on how long the person has been smoking, really.
I mean, that can vary, as you said, because it depends if somebody's been smoking for 20 years and then somebody's been smoking for 3 years. We have quite a good success rate at the moment because people are going back to the UK, so there's some incentive there because of the cost of cigarettes, which can stem from £7 to £10, depending on which brand that they smoke and whereabouts they're going to be relocated.
If you can give me an example of what would happen on day one and what would actually happen throughout the course of these 12 weeks, what do you actually do within these clinics?
Well, we make sure that the patients are motivated because they've got to be ready, willing and able to give up successfully. We offer a 12-week support programme and we discuss the health implications because everybody seems to think that they're invincible, especially when they're young soldiers. And it's not currently at the moment that their health is implicated, it's later on in life. They look around and see their relatives. You'll probably see somebody with cardiac problems, circulatory problems, asthma, and sometimes heart problems, which stems from smoking. So we offer a 12-week programme. We discuss the health implications. We discuss which formulas to use, whether it is patches, whether it's inhalators, whether it's lozenges, and the last but least, sometimes Champix, but that's a last but least choice.
People do talk about giving up smoking through cold turkey. What's your advice on for someone doing that, for someone who's been smoking, for example, for 20 years? I mean, that's really hard, isn't it?
Once again, people have got to be well motivated because if you've got no motivation, then there's no point in starting it. As much as people tend to go cold turkey, some people are quite good at that and they are successful, but the large majority are not. So sometimes, and with all the research that's out there, it advises you to get support from the medical centres, whether it's for patches, as I said, or other medication that may be in assistance for that.
Here in Hona, for example, how often are these smoking cessation clinics held?
We hold clinics at least once a week, normally on a Wednesday morning, and you book that through reception and you see a nurse who will give you all the advice that you need.
Where else would you go for advice on smoking cessation clinics? Because I know you've got there are many places you can go to get more details on this, so perhaps you can just give us a few examples, Julie, that'd be great.
Well, we have it advertised in the medical centres. We also have a site called patientwise.de. We have support groups. It's been advertised in the Sixth Sense. It's also on Facebook and it's also on Twitter, Stoptober. But I'm sure if you go to the medical centre, they will, you know, point you in the right direction.